This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP opened 25 years ago. It was supposed to close next week. Did you know that on Friday, March 26, 1999, the first shipment of plutonium-contaminated nuclear weapons waste from Los Alamos National Laboratory reached the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP? On Monday, March 22, 1999, Federal Judge John Garrett Penn lifted a 7-year injunction allowing the shipment of purely radioactive waste to WIP. The shipment did not contain any hazardous waste. In fact, it wasn't even DOE nuclear weapons waste. It was NASA waste from the production of the plutonium batteries for the Cassini space vehicle. On Tuesday, March 23rd, LANA loaded waste drums into the 3 TruPack shipping containers. On Wednesday, March 24th, final testing was done, and the truck and trailer with 3 TruPacks was ready. Peaceful protesters with signs had gathered at the intersection of Airport Road and 599 on the south side of Santa Fe. National Guard, police, and other security personnel dressed in combat gear lined the intersection for about a block in each direction. Black Hawk helicopters flew over the area. A little snow fell. Nevertheless, tensions were high. LANL checked the weather conditions, and it was determined that the shipment could not leave LANL. To ship, a 5-hour clear weather window was required. A dense fog had developed around Santa Rosa, New Mexico, and the shipment did not depart from LANL. LANL tried again successfully on Thursday, March 25th. Again, peaceful protesters and security personnel were at the intersection. Early on the morning of Friday, March 26th, the shipment arrived at WIP to cheers from those waiting to see the truck and trailer. Prior to the arrival of the first shipment at WIP, DOE had promised the people of New Mexico that it would clean up all the transuranic or plutonium-contaminated waste across the nuclear weapons complex, including LANL, and dispose of it in the underground salt bed at WIP in 25 years. And begin a 10-year closure of the facility. Next Tuesday is the 25-year deadline, but DOE and WIP will not make its deadline. In fact, DOE plans to keep WIP open until 2083, basically forever, for LANL waste from fabricating new and provocative nuclear weapons. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition, of which CCNS is a member, has been working to limit WIP expansion. To learn more, please visit stopforeverwip.org. To witness the early days of public opposition to the opening of WIP, please view the 1990 documentary entitled The WIP Trail by Penelope Place and Gary Dillingham on the Internet Archive. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.